On with more news stories. A popular city cafe hits the market as its owner pursues his dream. Plans for shops and flats on a derelict plot are refused, and police are increasing foot patrols in the city after a man was attacked with an axe.
A popular cafe in the NR3 area of the city has been put up for sale as its owner prepares for a dramatic career change. Out of the Blue in Magdalen Road near Sewell Park is on the market for £75,000 leasehold after its owner decided to follow his passion for acting. Julian Nags, who runs the cafe with his partner Rihanna Royal, said, "I've just been accepted onto a 2-year acting course. I'm 56 and it's something I've always wanted to do." Rihanna is also seeking a change, hoping to spend more time with her son and move into a new career. Known for its vibrant erg decor, hearty breakfasts and warm community feel, the cafe has become a neighbourhood favourite, often opening after opening 4 years ago. The venue boasts seating for 75 people across a cosy indoor space and a heated conservatory, and also includes an alcohol licence, offering potential for evening events or themed nights.
A dancing event has raised more than £9,800 for a cancer charity. The Strictly Big C fundraiser saw members of the local business community join forces with dancers from Miller Dance to learn a variety of routines and raise money for Big C Cancer Charity. The event took place at the Holiday Inn in North Norwich and was hosted by Richard Miller from Miller Dance and judged by TV broadcaster Amelia Reynolds, musical director of Tavern Brass Band Ian Coleman, MBE, and director of West End Experience Joe Overton. The funds raised will support the charity's work in offering support to anyone affected by cancer in Norfolk.
Plans to redevelop a long, vacant and unsightly plot of land on the outskirts of Norwich have been refused by City Hall. The proposal, submitted in September by Honey Crown 101 Limited, aimed to transform the derelict yard at 568 Deerham Road in Beauthorpe into a three-storey building featuring two ground-floor shops and three 3-bedroom flats. Each were intended to be rented out as a house in multiple occupancy, HMO. The site, which is currently used as a rear yard for a row of shops on Larkman Lane and the storage of rubble, is described as being surrounded by an unsightly cinder block wall. Developers had planned to replace the wall with a more fitting boundary and extend the Larkman District Centre, which includes an Aldi, post office and fish and chip shop. However, Norwich City Council rejected the scheme on multiple grounds, citing overdevelopment, poor design and environmental concerns. Planners said building scale and siting would fail to contribute positively to the surrounding area, resulting in overdevelopment and harm to the local character.
Support services at the region's Ambulance Trust are facing cutbacks in what has been described as a deeply worrying time for staff. The East of England Ambulance Service Trust, EEAST, has been working to identify savings as part of its budget for the forthcoming financial year. Marika Stevenson, Deputy CEO at the Trust, said certain support services will face cuts. She said, "We have been working to identify savings needed to meet our budget for the coming financial year. This has been enormously challenging and has led to some very difficult decisions. Some of our support services will need to reduce in size to make these savings." Ms. Stevenson added the Trust is working to support colleagues through this hugely unsettling time. Inspectors from the Health Watchdog found significant concerns about people's care during a series of site visits in November 2024. It was established that patients were still waiting too long to be seen, staff were not up to date with training, and understaffing remained an issue.
Police will be increasing foot patrols in Norwich after a man was attacked with an axe. The assault happened near Pilling Park, Thorpe Hamlet, after which the victim staggered around 2 miles into the city centre with his face and clothes covered in blood. As he walked through the Cathedral Close, members of the public called emergency services, but he carried on, and police and paramedics did not catch up with him until he reached Red Lion Street near the former Debenhams. Detective Inspector Duncan Woodham said, "We are working through CCTV and a number of lines of inquiry. The victim, a man in his 20s, is still receiving medical treatment. We do believe this is an isolated incident, and we are not linking this to any other incident at the moment. We do not believe there is any wider threat to the community, but understand this can cause distress. We will be providing reassurance through high-visibility foot patrols."
Norfolk Constabulary has earned a national reputation for the zeal with which it clamps down on shoplifters. Yet many of the county's retailers say they are still struggling with the retail crime wave. The force has been topping the charts for both catching and prosecuting shoplifters, with a charging rate last year that was 6 times that of the bottom-ranked Metropolitan Police. The Constabulary has earned plaudits for its back-to-basics approach, with Chief Constable Paul Sandford putting the success down to treating the offence as a core focus. Yet, despite this effort, many city stores, particularly those selling lower value items, still feel they are being left to fend for themselves. "Welcome to the capital of shoplifting," said Claire Williamson, who manages the Cancer Research charity shop on London Street. She said that her store battles shoplifters every day. "We don't report it anymore, because what's the point? The police don't do anything." Elsewhere in the city, high-end fashion retailers tell a different story. Dogfish, in the Lanes, have security tags on every item in the store and have managed to avoid regular thieving. A police spokesman said, "We are bringing more shoplifters to justice than any other force in the country, charging suspects in 31.7% of cases and solving 44% when non-court outcomes are included, such as cautions or restorative justice. We will always focus our efforts on targeting and disrupting the worst offenders, and while many cases will not always have a positive outcome, we are taking action where we can. We always encourage the reporting of offences to ensure that we can take appropriate action."